Welcome back to the Racing Rundown on Sports Fan Radio 1330 and SportsFanRockford.com.
It's the Racing Rundown on Sports Fan Radio 1330. I'm Jackson along with Thomas Gomez on a Saturday morning taking you to 10 and talking NASCAR playoffs as we head to Texas Motor Speedway tomorrow. I want to pause on that for a second and talk about something awesome that happened locally for the first time in NASCAR history this season. And joining us on the line is a man who, for the first time in NASCAR history, put an insurance agency on a car in a race. And I'll bet you've heard a commercial or two that he's produced here in town. He is Dan Block from Insurance King. Dan, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks.
So tell me, the first thing that comes to my mind is, how did this come together?
Our driver, his name is Josh Blicky. He's in Wisconsin, and he's been following our marketing. He's actually a fan of our TV commercials. And he reached out to us on Facebook, and I was actually inside of Jordan Belfort's house out in L.A., the guy that made the movie Wolf of Wall Street about. And he was texting me and sending pictures of a race car, asking if I'd be interested in sponsoring a car. And at first I didn't know if it was real or not, you know. And he had seen a picture of one of our company cars. And he designed the car to look like that. And I thought it was pretty cool. And then I told him that I was going to be returning from L.A. on the following Monday. And we got together and we talked about it. And he actually came down for lunch. We went to JMK and we just discussed it. And we've done 15 sponsorships with him now for this season. So we were only supposed to do one, but after we did the first one, we did a lot more.
And that started in Kansas or in Chicagoland earlier this year?
Oh, that was Chicagoland. Yeah, we've been in Pocono and Mid-Ohio, and mostly was we did a lot of primary sponsorships in the Xfinity Series. We did two primary sponsorships in the Monster Series. We were an affiliate sponsor on one truck race and several affiliate sponsors on cup races.
And are these all for Rick Ware Racing? Is it all under that same umbrella?
So at the time, we did the 93 car for Ryan Sieg.
Mm-hmm.
So Josh was working or driving for him. And then we'd done the Monster Cup has all been through Rick Ware, correct?
Got it.
Actually, there was a controversy with the Slayer was supposed to be in a car, and they pulled the sponsorship last minute because they thought that it went against their religious beliefs and stuff. They didn't really realize that. They just thought they were a hard, heavy metal band, didn't know their background. I was with Lisa Ware when all the death threats were coming in. It was crazy.
Wait, there were death threats for this?
Oh, yeah, it was ridiculous. But yeah, I was in the car hauler with Lisa when all that stuff was going on.
Wow. Slayer's in the middle of their farewell tour. We play them occasionally over on our sister station, 104.9 The X, and I didn't realize that they were in talks, because I know Kiss has done some things in the past.
I believe it was Bristol. Wasn't it Bristol?
I believe so.
They were supposed to, yeah, so we were in Bristol for that, and that was pretty intense.
Were you a NASCAR fan prior to Josh reaching out to you?
I actually was not, no. I've known it's probably really good for our demographics and stuff for a while. It's just, you know, you just think that NASCAR is so expensive that, you know, it's not something I would even think about getting involved into. But no, our driver, Josh, has done a lot of things for us.
And right now, I mean, just taking a look at the car, it's a beautiful paint scheme on the side of the Rick Ware Racing Ford Mustang, the number 53. And Dan, we've heard
for
the one in Kansas. And Dan, we've heard a lot of the creative ads, and we know that you like to do things in a big way. In terms of this, I mean, NASCAR was something that you weren't really looking into before he reached out to you, correct?
Correct, yeah. We weren't looking into it at all. He reached out to us, and, we were in Philadelphia for a family vacation over the summer, and Pocono was coming up, and he called me on a last-minute sponsorship to be on a Rick Ware car, and I was out in Philadelphia, and I had just talked to Ed Bassmaster, who has over 1 billion views on social media. And he didn't believe that I was doing something with NASCAR, and I started showing pictures of what we were doing. And I don't know if you've seen the video, Pish NASCAR.
Yeah, for those who don't know Ed Bassmaster, can you explain the videos?
Yeah, Ed Bassmaster is a prank artist. He was one of the original seven people that was being paid for video content on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a social media icon, and I was going to do some stuff with him a few years ago before we got involved with like some of the ads we did with Dustin Diamond.
Yeah.
And we just couldn't come up with anything we wanted to do. And when I was out in Philly, we met up with him. We're basically bouncing ideas off, and he's like, man, that'd be really good to bring Chip Diamond to a Bassmaster. And he literally got banned for life. He's not allowed to have half passes or garage passes ever again.
He's banned for life from NASCAR. Wow.
Yeah, he got banned for life. Yeah, he basically walked out of the driver's meeting, and Josh Blicky got pulled into the guy's name is Wayne. He's the director of the Xfinity series.
Yeah.
And just reamed Josh pretty good.
Wow.
You know, so they basically called me, and we had 10-minute head start to get him out before they were going to have him ejected. And, yeah, so, you know, we got our name around the circuit pretty fast with that stunt.
Well, I mean, you're making, you know, in a big way, I mean, at least now, you know, you're onto that scene. And, of course, that was cleaned up. And Bassmaster is a funny guy and one of the original viral video makers, as yep. you're saying. But Josh wasn't reprimanded for that incident, I imagine, right?
You know, we didn't know that he was going to get up and walk out like that. So, you know, but it made good for content for a video.
Absolutely.
And, yeah, so to make up for it, we actually did a video with Michael Winslow from Police Academy where he pretends to drive the car and Josh is in it. And I should have that video any day now. But, yeah, we're really big in the hero card scene. I don't know if people know what NASCAR hero cards are. They're like baseball cards. But we have one of the most rare cards ever created.
Which one's that?
And we did an Ed Bassmaster one for the Xfinity series because of to commemorate what we did. It's the only hero card that's ever been numbered. So there's, you know, only 500 of them created. They're
oh, wow.
a thicker card stock, and, you know, we did some spot UV stuff on it, but it's only going to go out to 500 people, and they all have to be top fans on our Facebook. So people are spending days and hours and weeks trying to win one of these things, and it's got our name going around pretty good.
And I'm taking a look at this right now. This is the one that you sent me a little bit earlier, right? The was it the Special Olympics car, or is that a separate?
Oh, that's a different deal. So in Rockford, I had a really good friend of mine, Todd Bamberger. He was killed in a car accident a few weeks back, basically by someone who was running from the cops.
Mm.
And when I went to the wake, I was getting a phone call from Josh, and he asked me if I wanted to do the Charlotte Roval. So, you know, North Carolina is not a state I really want to do anything in. We're not licensed to do business there. And as I was saying that, you know, I waited 2.5 hours to pay my respects to the family. And there was all this stuff there for Special Olympics because Todd's son is in a wheelchair and basically disabled from birth. And he had been a really big athlete in Special Olympics. And everything said that, you know, to put donations to Special Olympics. So I called Josh back. I said, hey, I know it's a last-minute thing. Do you think we could do something for Special Olympics? So we to this date, we can't find any other schemes that were done up on a car for NASCAR with Special Olympics. And I guess mostly because sponsors don't want to give up their decal space, you know.
Yeah, but, with contracts and all that, they got to have a certain amount of space.
We went ahead and did it primarily for Special Olympics, you know, to honor Todd. It's a pretty cool car. So we got a lot of compliments on that one. And that hero card, we're getting requests all over the country for it because, you know, there's a lot of people like Special Olympics, obviously.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's up on your Facebook page and on your website as well. Do you want to promote that right now to where people can go and see it?
Yeah. So if you just go on the Facebook page, we have lots of stuff on there right now. Like I said, we have a contest going on. For the Ed Bassmaster Hero Cards. There's a few people from Rockford that actually won them. You know, been getting a lot of stuff from like South Carolina and California. Even I sent some to the Netherlands.
Wow.
You know, yeah, this has been nuts. I mean, we've grown our Facebook page a lot. Every time we do a primary sponsorship, we give away about 15 hot passes. So, like I was telling you earlier, if you want to go to a race next season, I can get hot passes, pit passes, the full experience.
That's amazing.
So we're doing like the Insurance King experience because most sponsors don't take people like the way we do it. You know, you get to go up on top of the car haulers to watch practice. You can go up on the pit boxes and we make sure that everyone gets a good time. If you look on Facebook, you'll see all kinds of pictures of us getting fans or a special treatment at the NASCAR races.
And you can find them. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, there's this one guy from Kansas. He said he's been going to every race for 20 years or so, and he's never had hot passes, been able to get in the garage. And it's pretty cool. We're able to do that for some people.
Yeah, and you can see all of that over on the Insurance King Facebook page as well as the website. We're on the line here with Dan Block.
And Instagram, yep.
And Instagram as well. Awesome. And you guys are doing it big, man. When I think of Insurance King, I always think about the advertising. I think about the creativity you guys get. You get, as you mentioned, plenty of famous people coming by to help out. It really sets your company apart. And Dan, I've always wondered, how do those ideas come about? Is this something that you were always doing from the beginning, or is this something that just...
Well, I do a lot of the creative myself. So, like, we just filmed last week in Rockford with Willie and Lester. Willie Tyler is a very, very famous, a legend in ventriloquism.
Hmm.
And we had him here. We just filmed with him. I'm working on a deal right now with Gilbert Gottfried for next year.
That would be big.
Yeah, it's getting bigger and better. The people really love our content. The ads are different. And we get a lot of exposure with them for sure.
Well, in a world where, I mean, and I'm not to mention, any competition here, but I mean, in a world where, there are those ads, you guys really separate yourselves. So you really put yourselves out there as something that's recognizable, especially here in Rockford. And that's where Insurance King started, right? Was right here?
Yeah, we're based in Rockford. Most of our staff and everything's here. We just opened up a satellite location in Peoria, but a lot of people don't realize that Insurance King is on its way of being nationwide. We're currently licensed in 12 states, and Rockford's actually the smallest part of our business now.
It's moving on up, and how long have you guys been in business?
We changed the name in 2001 to Insurance King because I answered the phone and someone was looking for the King of Insurance. I thought that was kind of cool, and so we went ahead and went with that. And I've been trying to find the guy who called. It was a car dealer in town that's looking for the Insurance King kid, and so we went ahead and changed the name. The time it was called Nyman Advisors. I worked for a guy named Scott Nyman. And so I've been with the company since the year 2000.
And for those who are interested in racing and maybe looking to switch over, what types of insurance do you guys provide?
We focus on auto, motorcycle, and we do a lot of SR22 business.
And you can check them out online as well as Facebook and Instagram. We are talking with Dan Block here. So since Josh has reached out to you, since you have put your name on the car, I swear when I noticed it, I said, that's Insurance King. That's the one that's here. It is, in fact, the one that is right out of Rockford. So have you grown an appreciation for the sport the more you've been around it?
Yeah, it's great. The going out to the races and stuff. Once I went to the very first one, I was like, man, this is awesome. And it's a lot of fun. The fans are awesome. We actually bought a 2017 Xfinity car, and it's being put together right now. We have we purchased Nike's tour bus. They used it for NikeFootball.com.
Hmm.
And we've got this thing all decked out for racing. You could literally go buy the NASCAR Heat 4 at a Walmart or any game place, and it's a video game on PS4 and Xbox, and you can actually race with the Insurance King car. Pretty cool.
See, that's how you know you've made it in the sport then. That's awesome. Where it's kind of more advertising without really even having to put anything out there. The kids are just playing it.
It's pretty cool, And the other thing is that Kansas design, that was a fan design. Someone saw our original car that we did on the Xfinity and they took their take on it, and I contacted them and we went ahead and went with that scheme. And so we want to be like the most fan friendly sponsor in NASCAR. That's what we're really striving for. So when we got this plexiglass trailer and we're going to be bringing out an actual race car to get out to the people so they can actually see one, especially around in Rockford, you'll be able to come up and fire this thing up and have a lot of fun. We'll have Josh come down and do some autograph signings and all that stuff all the time. So when we go out to the races, we're going to go out a couple days early and bring the car out so you can actually get close enough to one. Now that we understand NASCAR, very few people get to be brought into the garage and actually get close enough to a car. So we'll actually have one out in plexiglass, and you can see it drive around, or we can come out to you.
Dan, that is awesome.
Yeah, plus with that whole pitch NASCAR, we're going to pick up a couple of those sweaters, and people can do their own videos next to the car. So now Josh is going to be driving for BJ McLeod. It sounds like with our sponsorship and a couple other sponsorships, he's going to be no longer a part-time driver. He's going to be a full-time sponsored driver next year.
And congratulations to him. That's big news in a sport that sometimes has some seats moving around, but it's good that he's able to get in there because silly season is underway. Josh is obviously performing well on the track, and so it's great that he does get that opportunity. Is that set in stone?
Yeah, pretty much. I just went to my first team meeting down in North Carolina with BJ McLeod, and Josh's background is road courses, and they've got a championship road course car, so they're really excited for next year for doing the road courses. So we picked a couple of courses that we're going to be his primary sponsor in for next year. And, you know, Road America is his home track, but he's got another big sponsor, Aaron's. They make awesome tractor landscaping, you know, lawnmowers.
Yeah.
And they'll be his sponsor in Road America, but we'll be affiliate sponsor for that one. We get tickets all the time. So, like, we'll do hot pass giveaways on our Facebook. So if we're doing a primary sponsorship, we just do these, you know, simple games that people can enter and, you know, get to go to a race. You do it, especially if we're doing monster sponsorships, then you get the whole weekend. But if it's Xfinity, then you get the day before and the day of.
And even coming up after that, you know, there might be, with the schedule changing in 2021, there might be some more road courses added. I know NASCAR was talking about that, so plenty more opportunities for Josh to have some success. And it's awesome to hear that this is going to continue, and you guys are really opening it up over there on Facebook and giving away these hot passes and really, you know, helping the fans see a sport that you really can start to appreciate live.
Yeah, exactly.
And Dan, big thanks for jumping on here to talk about it. We've always wondered, you know, that's always one of the things. You see the sponsorship on the cars, but you're not really sure exactly how that all gets started. And in this case, Josh reached out to you, and now the rest is kind of history. So we're excited to watch that growth as we move forward.
Yeah, we put a screenshot of his Facebook message up on our Facebook, so you can actually see what started the whole thing. We did that because we actually have an exclusive sponsorship deal because, you know, we're a small company, and we don't want to, you know, dilute our funds. So whatever we pledged to sponsor him, what happens is once you become a sponsor, you start getting inundated with all these other drivers trying to get sponsorship money. And so what we did was we signed an exclusive contract with Josh to where anything racing affiliated has to go through him. So, like, even when we wanted to buy this race car, I had to get that approved from him because I potentially could take away funds from him racing in a season, you know?
Is that right? Wow.
Yeah, so we went ahead and did that for him, and, you know, we're pretty loyal to our people, so.
Well, that's a big look into the side of the sport that most casual fans don't see. And so, Dan, it's been a pleasure having you on here. We'd love to do it again going forward as we move into next year here. He is Dan Block from Insurance King. Dan, thank you so much for your time. It's a nice peek behind the curtain there, and we appreciate Dan Block for jumping on and joining us. Of course, he from Insurance King, the agency that started here in Rockford, as they've got a bunch of different locations now. They're licensed in 12 states, but the first insurance agency to represent a prime sponsorship on a NASCAR vehicle. And they're going to continue that going forward next year. If you missed any of that and you want to get a peek behind the curtain with Dan, we've got the broadcast up, of course, on sportsfanrockford.com, as well as Sportsfan Rockford, the app. Thomas Gomez rejoins me here momentarily. We will talk about all things Texas Motor Speedway, give you our pick three, and tell you about what's going on this weekend on your television. It's the Racing Rundown on Sports Fan Radio 1330.
We'll take two tires and a splash of fuel. It's the Racing Rundown on Sports Fan Radio 1330.